gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for being here. This program has been on the air for more than 20 years, so it's my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station. Coming up in this hour, he's one of my favorite automotive journalists. He writes for Car and Driver. He writes for Auto Week. He writes for the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune. Stephen Cole Smith will be joining us, but if you were with us in the previous hour, we were chatting with Bob Sellers, General Manager of Reliable Carriers, one of the great supporters of this radio program and certainly the finest transportation company, enclosed transportation company out there in the entire world, as far as I'm concerned. And Bob has been telling us about the Barrett-Jackson sale down in Florida, as well as some of the other big news at Reliable. Bob, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out all the proper contact information for Reliable so that folks who are listening who would like to request a quote can do so. So by all means, give out a website, telephone, or any social media information you would like.
Well, the website is one that you'd expect it to be. It's reliablecarriers.com. and the best way to get us is our 800 number, which is 800-521-6393.
Excellent. I couldn't help but hold you over to talk a little bit about this story of this U.S. military sniper. He was the most decorated U.S. military sniper. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. The gentleman's name was Chris Kyle, and you guys donated the rig to transport a statue down to Texas. Tell us a little bit about the story. It's quite a touching one.
Well, one of our drivers, Carl Wallen, and his wife Carol came in contact with the folks that were working on the statue. And, of course, the subject came up of, you know, what we now they needed to get it to Texas to have it bronzed. And so Carl called and asked if it would be okay if he went ahead and took it over there. And we, of course, said certainly. So we loaded it up and put it in the back of the trailer and took it over to Texas. And the folks over there were incredibly gracious. And I mean, Carl got a police escort into the destination, and local TV stations were there, and you know, but Kyle's wife was actually there as well. So it was a very touching thing, and you know, we try whenever we can to give back in any way that we can, and so for us to do something like that, really, we're very honored to do that, and it was a special thing, but it was a lot of fun too.
I got an email question here from a gentleman by the name of Don in Missouri, and Don says he has been transferred to New Jersey from Missouri, and he wants to know if Reliable could bring his family's vehicles, because he would prefer to have them ship rather than drive them, and that's something, Bob, you do all the time.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, that's part of what we do, so I would tell them that the best thing to do would be to either go online and you can get a transport quote right on our website, or you can call the 800 number and speak to someone in our office and they can get the details, give them a quote on getting the car moved, and we can certainly would love to take care of that for them.
Bob, how was that sale that you recently attended down in Georgia with all the micro cars? That looked on paper to be a very, very cool event.
Well, it was different. I mean, those are not cars you see every day, and to see a whole building full of them was certainly unique and different. Presented some interesting transport challenges, of course, because about half of those cars only had three wheels. and if anyone's ever seen our equipment, particularly the upper decks of all our trailers are open. There's an opening in the center of the trailer. So
oh, sure.
To haul
yeah.
a three-wheeled vehicle was a little challenging, but we had hauled a lot of those cars in for Bruce Weiner into the museum, so we were very familiar with the cars, and again, we're very pleased to be RM's carrier. So we went there prepared. We knew what we were doing, and that was a very interesting and unique event, some cars that you just won't see very often in your life. And the cars did very well too. It was an auction where a lot of records were set on cars that you just don't see every day.
And you're right. I mean, a lot of those brands and vehicles are ones that even a car geek like myself I had never seen before or come in contact with, so that must have been quite a treat to be there at that event. Bob, you spend so much time on the road. You're down wrapping up the Barrett-Jackson sale, which concluded yesterday, getting the vehicles out of there. And what's going to be the next event? What's the next travel?
We actually get a couple weeks off, and then we have as happens to us a lot, but we have multiple events on the same weekend. We're also this weekend doing the Mecum auction in Houston,
Texas. Yeah.
So we split our group up, and I came here, and Tom Abrams and Dale Wilson, the other folks in our company, were over in Houston. But then we 2 weeks from now we have Mecum in Kansas City, which is their annual spring sale in Kansas City. Very nice event at Bartle Hall. And the same time, we have a private sale for RM Auctions in Texas. The Don Davis collection is being sold in Texas. So that's in 2 weeks. So those are our next two events at the same time, same weekend.
Yeah, it does happen. There's no question about it. And as you get into the summer months, of course, things are going to get really busy for you. And when it comes to the Monterey event every year, in August, how many rigs do you generally bring out to Monterey, Bob?
It's almost like the New York Auto Show. Normally, I've got about 75 trucks out there with a combination of auction cars, Concours cars, and then, of course, again, Monterey is a place where a lot of the manufacturers go to display their wares as well. So it's a combination of all the segments of our business kind of come together all at the same time. So we had just under 80 trucks out there last year, and I would imagine we'll have the same again this year.
If somebody's listening to us in the New York City area right now as the show is over, the official public days for the 2013 New York International Auto Show, as I mentioned in the previous hours there during press days, and what an amazing collection of new vehicles. Talk about, the stuff that dreams are made of. If you're fortunate enough to have the means and the credit be in the market for a new vehicle, there are some just absolutely drop-dead gorgeous vehicles, and just seeing some of those one-off, one-of-a-kind world debut vehicles. Bob, transporting those takes a real serious company, and I know the tagline for your company is vehicles taken seriously. I know in chatting with a number of the representatives from the car companies, a lot of them shared with me information about the vehicles that are on display there are truly one-of-a-kind, hand-built vehicles that cost several million dollars. And so for the OEMs to be entrusting Reliable is just a huge vote of confidence for you and your company.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're incredibly proud that they do trust us with that, and we take a great deal of pride in taking care of those. And you're right. I mean, we're uniquely positioned to take care of vehicles that are worth that kind of money. And so, for us, I don't mean to make light of this, but it's what we do. And so part of what we do is give them the confidence that they don't have to worry about those type of cars being transferred anywhere.
Well, thank you, my friend, as usual, for giving us an update on the auction down in West Palm Beach for Barrett-Jackson and for telling everybody about all the cool stuff that's going on at Reliable Carriers. And one more time, give out that easy phone number.
800-521-6393.
Perfect. Thank you, Bob.
All right, Bob. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. Straight ahead, Stephen Cole Smith. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm Bob Long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. It is my pleasure. Our telephone number, toll free from anywhere across North America. Don't be a stranger if you have a question in this segment or for the rest of the hour, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. You got a new car question or motorsports question, or if you would like to send me an email, it's bob@boblongradio.com. In honor of our very special guest, I'll throw out a motorsports question here, and I'll make it a relatively easy one. Who was the first woman to drive at the Indy 500? Who was the first woman to drive at the Indy 500? I interviewed this lady 4 or 5 years ago at a Concours event. But who was that lady who was a groundbreaker in many fronts? being the first female to be in the Indy 500. 855-660-4261. And the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy, is going to give you a very special prize. Who is this mystery guest? He's one of my favorite guys out there in the automotive world. He's a automotive journalist extraordinaire. He writes for a whole wide variety of publications, including Car and Driver, where he's a contributing editor, as well as Auto Week. I'm always checking out his work in Auto Week. He also writes for Consumer Guide. He's a contributor to the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune and many other newspapers and entities out there around the globe. Stephen Cole Smith, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Steve?
Doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Did you make it to the New York Auto Show? It was a kind of a whirlwind for me.
No, I didn't make it to New York this year. I've been doing motorsports almost nonstop, and I've tried to stay home when I can, and this is the first full weekend home this weekend, and I go back on the road next week to go to Texas for the NASCAR race. I think I'm doing three of the four, or maybe all four of the NASCAR races in April after Martinsville today. So I didn't mind staying home, but I kind of miss New York because normally that show is not as newsy, but the last couple of years, I think it's kind of replacing Chicago as one of the destinations. It seemed like there was a lot going on there this year.
Yeah, there certainly was a lot going on. Lots of world debuts, North American debuts, and of course, being in New York with all the media there, I think the car companies are realizing, you know, they can get an awful lot of coverage for a wide variety of vehicles. And they also, on the journalist front too, you know, there were two surprises. It is so hard, and you and I have been doing this for a while and kind of have a perspective on this, but I mean, there was a time when you would go to these international auto shows and there would be surprises for the journalists, but in today's world of blogs and social media and people looking to get maximum exposure, stuff is intentionally leaked sometimes. Sometimes folks who are not even in the automotive business take a photo of a vehicle in a garage someplace, and it somehow leaks out, and somebody who is in the automotive journalistic world will put it in their blog, and the next thing, the cover is blown. But in New York, Chevrolet managed to keep the Z28 under wraps, and that was quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to do in these days, but Chevrolet has done a pretty good job of it. If you remember the SS that they debuted in Daytona, I mean, to debut a car at a racetrack had never been done before, and I think one reason is Chevrolet just has so much stuff on their plate right now. So many cars, I mean, we knew we were going to see the Corvette convertible, but the Z28, I mean, those guys, Chevrolet is really on a roll right now with new models. I'll be driving the Silverado, I guess, in a week or two. We've got the Corvette coming up. We've got, a diesel version of the Cruze. Chevrolet is really a company to keep an eye on now, and I can't wait to get behind the wheel of that Z28.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that really surprised everybody. It definitely seems to be a volley back at Ford with the track-ready vehicle, the Boss 302, and I think that this particular variant, the Z28, is very much like the Boss, a track car, and it's something that is going to appeal to a very niche crowd.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll have trouble selling all they make. The Boss is just a fantastic car. When I saw it, they actually showed it out at Laguna Seca, and they had it on a rotisserie and they flipped it over. And when I looked at the detail, the one of the performance aspect of that car, I mean, I thought, man, Ford and SVT are really back. They're really feeling their oats after a few years of really not doing a whole lot. And you know, we had those days back when SVT and Chevrolet Chevrolet. We had John Moss at Chevrolet. We had John Colletti at Ford. And I remember Car Driver, we faced them off a couple of times. I don't think they have those personalities right now, but they certainly have that rivalry going now. And, you know, who would have thought 15 years ago, you know, we're talking about Priuses and the electric cars, that we would even have cars like this. We would even have a new Viper. I mean, I thank the automotive Lord every day that this is still an interesting business to cover, because we all are appreciative of great gas mileage, but man, if you balance that with the sound of a V8 or a V12, that just makes this business all that much more fun.
Oh, it is so true, my friend. Absolutely. And it is really just a wonderful time if you're in the position right now to be shopping for a muscle car. I mean, look at the offerings out there. Ford with their Shelby GT500, the most powerful mass-produced V8 engine in the world. And then, of course, you've got the lovely Boss, and the regular Ford GT Mustang is a nice piece. And Chevy's up the ante here with the Z28, the ZL1, the SS has been tweaked for 2014 as well. And moving over, of course, the Corvette Stingray is just an amazing piece of work. And then you look at the SRT group and all the wonderful things that they're doing with all the SRT8 vehicles within Dodge and Chrysler and Jeep. And like you say, the Viper being back. And now they've got this track-only Viper, which was unveiled in New York. And I was thinking of you when I was talking to Ralph Giles. It's called TA Time Attack, and they're only going to build like 33 of these. Can you believe that?
Wow. Boy, I was at the Dodge, or rather, I guess it's the SRT event for the Jeep Grand Cherokee down at the new Circuit of the Americas, and Ralph was there, and we were talking about high-performance stuff. And that's Ralph is a guy who appreciates that. I've driven in the Viper Cup Series, and I would not want to go up against Ralph in that series. That guy is very fast. I mean, we were talking about what we were hitting on the back straight of the Circuit of the Americas, and he got to, I think, 132, and I got to 133, so I got bragging rights till the next time. But I think that's only because I was too stupid to break as early as he was, but yeah, you know, you talk about, I mean, this really is a golden era. You can, you know, even if you can't afford these brand new cars, and I can't, you can get a nice Corvette for $4,000. When have you ever been able to say that before?
Oh, so true. When we come back on the other side, I want to talk to you more about Ralph and that SS. Stephen Cole Smith is with us. Don't go away. You're not going to want to miss it. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America.
Seems I always end up driving by.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. munitions can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Esteemed automotive journalist Steve Smith is with us. We're talking all about high-performance vehicles and motorsports. I got a motorsports question out there. The first lady, the first female to drive at the Indy 500, happened back in the 1970s. Give us a call. We got a free prize for you. It's always fun to pick up something free, and we got that for you. Just pick up the phone. Give us a call. Matt is standing by. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261 or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And, Steve, I just wanted to say I had an extensive talk with Ralph in New York, and just to give you credit for your driving skills, let me tell you what Ralph said. He said that the engineers at Chrysler, at the Chrysler Group, do not like to race against him because he always beats them.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I'm not sure that is, speaks to talent as much as job preservation. I mean, I know when I was a car and driver and was racing against Chubb and some of those guys, I kind of found like second place was a pretty good place to be as long as I'm behind my paycheck. So
you
nothing
are...
against Ralph's driving talent, but, you know, I just wonder if there's a little more work there.
You know, you're a very wise gentleman. Absolutely. That is so true. Let's talk a little bit more about this SS, which was unveiled, as you said, at Daytona. This is the first rear-wheel drive, eight-cylinder, four-door Chevrolet since the 96 Impala, which had the old Corvette LT1 engine in it. One thing at the New York Auto Show, I did not get a chance to sit in this vehicle. Steve, did you get a chance to get a good look at it? I know you most likely haven't driven it yet, but what are your thoughts about this SS?
Yeah, I actually did that car for the New York Times, and I haven't gotten behind the wheel yet. But I think this is something that insiders like us all knew was eventually coming when Chevrolet brought over the Australian V8 sedan as a police car. that we all knew, you know, a lot of the original SS, you know, which debuted, I guess, what, 1990, 1991, the last Impala SS, was taken from the police car. You know, they'd beef up the axles and like you mentioned, the Corvette engine. This is not exactly the same platform as the police car, but I think it was close enough to where those guys could figure out exactly what they needed to bring to the U.S. This is a premium car. This is the Chevrolet flagship, except for the Corvette. This is a car that's going to push $40,000, but it's going to be really nice. There's going to be very few options. Almost everything is standard, very roomy on the inside. It kind of reminds you of the last time we saw an Australian General Motors car, the Pontiac G6, and before that, the GTO. There was a strong learning curve there. If you remember, the very first GTO they brought over had that tiny little trunk space because they had not yet moved the gas tank away from acceptable standards for the U.S. This car is fully resonated, fully thought out. It's ready for the market. And, of course, they're not expecting to sell a bunch of them. I think they'd be happy to sell 20,000 a year, but it's going to be a car that guys your age and mine who still want comfort are going to be able to push the accelerator and realize you've got an American V under the hood, even if it does come from Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a really cool ride. And speaking of Daytona, we haven't talked since then. Danica was on the pole. Of course, she didn't win the race, but you know, lots of folks were talking about the importance of this, and I've been reading all of your great work at Auto Week, and I would encourage people to pick up Auto Week or subscribe to Auto Week. It's a magazine that, to be honest with you, I didn't used to subscribe to, but I now subscribe to it. And Steve, you're doing a great job there covering all the motorsports side of the fence. But how important was the pole position taken by Danica? Was it as big of a deal as some of the media made it?
I think it was pretty big, and I also wasn't completely surprised by it, not because I see black helicopters and think NASCAR had a conspiracy to put Danica on the pole, although if they could figure out how to do it, they probably would. But she was fast all week long, all way into practice. People think her weight makes a difference, and it does a little bit. She's, I think she's certainly under 140, and that's the weight break for NASCAR. Anybody under 140, your car will be a little bit lighter. But on a car, on a series like NASCAR and a track like Daytona, weight really doesn't matter. That's one of the things I learned at Car and Driver from Chubb and all the engineers, that once you get up to full speed, weight really isn't that important. So Danica did it on her own, but that said, I don't want to say you and I could have qualified on the pole, but with a little bit of practice, we might have been able to in that car, because Daytona, basically, you get out there and just put the throttle down and let the car do what it wants to do. Now, racing is completely different. She raced a beautiful race, too, and ended up being shuffled a little bit to the back, but subsequently, Danica has absolutely fallen on her face. We thought she'd do okay in California, do okay in Phoenix. She didn't. I think in Las Vegas, they actually threatened to black flag her because she was going so slow, but today, I was watching the race. I didn't have to go to Martinsville, and by God, there she is, I think, in 12th place on one of the toughest tracks on the circuit that she's never seen before. Her boyfriend, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the other Rookie of the Year candidate, who has been dusting her pretty well, was down around 27th, 28th. So it was kind of good to see Danica smiling today, because she hasn't had much to smile about since Daytona, and she's a girl that I've gone back and forth with. I've covered her since she was in the Atlantic days. I've liked her, not liked her. Liked her because everybody else didn't like her. And I'm kind of the point now where I think she's a pretty damn good driver. She's a decent person. She doesn't like the limelight. She honestly may seem snotty and may seem a little annoyed, but I think if she was never interviewed again in her life, she'd be okay with that. She just doesn't like the spotlight. But great run today on a track. Very, very tough. A 12th place in Martinsville and being able to drive the car on the trailer after that, that's like a win for a rookie.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about NASCAR. I've had the opportunity to interview some of the Ford folks, design folks. The new Fusion is out there on the tracks, and it looks for the first time like a production vehicle. Used to be the old adage, as you and I well know, you know, win on Sunday and sell on Monday. But then we fell into this era. It seems like it went on for way too long, that that so many cars on the NASCAR circuit didn't look anything like anything that was currently in production. Do you think this is a growing move, a good move by Ford and a good move by some of the other manufacturers in getting vehicles more easily identifiable with vehicles that you can actually purchase on the racetrack?
Oh, I think it's a home run, Bob. The people forget the car of tomorrow, which we had, I guess, for 6 or 7 years, was designed for a reason. People unanimously seem to hate it, but it addressed two problems. One, it did put the driver farther away from the door, and it did make a much safer car than before. And before the car of tomorrow, they were having to tweak the brands constantly. Maybe, the Chevrolet would get a little more spoiler here. They'd get a little bit less weight here to try to equal things up. So NASCAR finally said, the heck with that. Let's just go ahead and build a car that basically is the same car for all the manufacturers. It solved that problem, but it created another problem. Like you said, all the cars looked alike. I'm really annoyed and really sad we don't have Dodge this year in NASCAR, because they came up with what I thought was the best of all four cars. Fantastic workmanship on all four of these guys. Chevy, Ford, and Toyota did a great job working together. NASCAR basically let them go even farther than they thought. Some of the guys in the manufacturers came back with ideas, and NASCAR said, no, we want more than that. We want it even more to look like a production car, which was just something NASCAR never says. So, like I said, a home run, a tip of the hat to everybody involved, because it's been a great, great early part for this season for this car. Yeah, Phoenix didn't work out too well, but this is a work in progress. The cars race together today very well. They've raced together in California, the best race you've seen in California in a long time. A home run for all the manufacturers. And I know Ford was one of the guys, one of the manufacturers pushing this. And the new Fusion, you look at that, and you look at the racetrack Fusion, you can definitely tell there's some DNA shared there.
When we come back on the other side, I want to get Steve's take on the news that one of the electric manufacturers is going to go racing. Tesla, we'll ask him about that and other cool car stuff, new car stuff, racing stuff. It's all on the table. And don't forget the trivia question, who was the first woman to drive the Indy 500? This is Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Auto Insurance. Get a quote in 7 minutes or less. Visit www.21st.com. And by Empire Covers, the outdoor protection experts. Visit www.empirecovers.com. Plus, the world leader in automotive news, information, and entertainment. The Automotive Radio Network on iTunes. Subscribe today.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We get a free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage going out to the person who calls in or emails me up, Bob at Bob Long Radio, the first lady, the first woman to drive at the Indy 500 back in the 1970s. That's the question, and a free prize awaits you, 855-660-4261. Esteemed automotive journalist Steve Cole is with us, and Stephen Cole Smith, and Steve is telling us all about all kinds of things. We're talking new cars. We're talking motorsport stuff. And before the break there, Steve, I was reading recently that the folks at Tesla, which is certainly a car company with lots of money, is talking about getting involved with NASCAR. What's the story behind the story with this?
Well, Bob, this qualifies as a scoop for you and your listeners, because that story was appeared last Monday on Inside Line, which is part of Edmunds.com. And I'm not saying I wrote it, but I'm not saying I didn't. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, April 1st was Monday.
Yes.
So whoever wrote that story, I think, and I'm not saying it was me, may have done too good of a job on it, because there was a lot of people who believed that for sure Tesla was going into NASCAR, and the thing that seemed to really annoy them was the fact that it was $62 million worth of money from the federal government that was financing it. We had one of the sponsors, it was a two-car team, one of the sponsors was Duracell, so it was called the Copper Top car, so the fake car in the picture was, of course, painted copper on top. But the thing that I thought would really throw people was that a car has to make noise. You can't come into the pits, you know, and completely surprise your pit crew.
Yeah.
Kind of make noise. So the story said Ray Evernham, the great crew chief, just bought one of Penske's old Hemi NASCARs from last year, recorded the sound, and it would be broadcast through Bose speakers, who was another another sponsor. So not saying it's not true, not saying I wrote it, but not saying that probably some people might have wanted to look at their calendar before they picked that story up, and I think it got like 3 million hits or so. I forgot how many it got all over the world, but the guy that wrote it was getting emails back from Germany wanting clarification in China. Edmunds may be a little more careful next April 1st because it may be a little too much detail in that story.
Very good. Yeah, outstanding. I love that, Steve, and I I noticed, of course, the Duracell sponsorship, and I said to myself, this is a little bit funky, but that is
my favorite line in there was that Elon Musk, the guy behind Tesla, said that he wanted to reach the Larry Lunchbox crowd and figured that would be a good way to do it through NASCAR, and that he had actually found a guy named Larry Lunchbox who would wave the green flag over the 2015 Daytona 500. And one of the a fairly prominent online publication actually rewrote the story, used their own byline, didn't give any credit to Edmonds, and the lead of it was Larry Lunchbox to wave green flag over Daytona 500.
So, well, I think
experience. It's worth maybe worth going on online if you haven't read it. Just get Tesla and NASCAR, and you'll be able to Google quite a bit of that stuff. But an interesting experiment in what people will believe and won't believe.
It is so true, and of course, you couldn't have a better character than Elon Musk to be proposing such things because
he's pretty litigious. So I think that may have concerned some people within Edmonds. But as far as I know, and we've heard no lawyers so far.
Very good. Stephen Cole Smith is with us again. Our telephone number 855-660-4261. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Few guesses. Nobody's got it right yet. The lady who ran first in the Indy 500 back in the 70s, a free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage awaits you. So, Steve, let's talk about some other rumblings within NASCAR. So far this year, any big surprises? What to you has been the biggest surprise of the year so far?
I think the rivalries, we've had a pretty good little rivalry between Jeff Gordon and Clint Bowyer that bled over from last year. We've had a really tough rivalry between Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano, which they collided, if you remember, the last lap of the California race, sending Hamlin into the wall, breaking his spine. So even though he's up and around, he's up for five races while he's recuperating. That's something we've always had in NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt versus somebody or Junior Johnson versus somebody. We haven't had that so much, and you don't get it with guys like Jimmy Johnson, who's pretty mild-mannered. But a guy like Clint Bowyer, a guy like Brad Keselowski, I think we're going to see some more of these rivalries. And the fact that after California, when Joey Logano supposedly blocked Tony Stewart, which was kind of ridiculous to even make that assertion, and Tony Stewart ran to Denny Hamlin's, Joey Logano's car and took a swing at him. The fact that there were no penalties, no fines from any of that stuff at California is not necessarily a tacit endorsement from NASCAR, but, well, actually it is. I don't know how else you say it. If you want to run to a guy's car and take a swing at him, we don't care. NASCAR, if they don't find you, then that's the same thing as approving it, as far as I'm concerned. So obviously NASCAR wants more personality in the sport, even though we've got drivers now that are a little bit sanitized. They're a little bit concerned about their image when it comes to advertisers and their manufacturers. I think NASCAR's saying, let's mix it up a little bit more and maybe make it a little, not necessarily world-class wrestling, but maybe a little bit more personality driven than that.
A little Jerry Springer never heard anything, right?
Hey, I watch him two or three times a week, that's one of the good and bad things about working from home now is that I'm a young and the restless. Don't call me between 12:30 and 1. And after that, Jerry Springer or Maury might be on. I may well be in front of the TV then, too.
I'm going to keep that in mind because I'm definitely going to call you at home one of these days to catch up on a variety of fronts. But
you'll have to call back after 1:30 because young and the restless, there's too much going on right now to consider talking, watching the thing.
I understand completely, Steve. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other racing that you've been covering. What about some of the other areas, open wheel racing? What's going on there?
Yeah, I was at St. Petersburg last week. That was the opener for, was it last week or week before? It just all kind of jumbles together.
Yeah.
That was the opening for the IndyCar series. And, of course, they just raced a day at Barber Motorsports Park, which was the scene of the most damage I've ever done to a manufacturer's race car. So that's not a big fan of that track, but I'm glad I watched it on TV. Today, Ryan Hunter-Reay, the champion from last year with Andretti, came back and won a really well-driven race. Last week's winner, James Hinchcliffe, the guy who took over for Danica Patrick, a real favorite of the journalists and all the people that cover it, finished last. So he went from first to last in two races. It's a good, strong field this year. Simona Silvestre, the little Swiss miss that we've called her, had a real problem last year running Lotus Power Plant, as did Sebastian Bourdais. They're back in Chevy and Hondas this year. Everybody's in Chevys and Hondas, which means the power is just about equal between them. But Simona, I heard the I know this was a fact at St. Petersburg, and I heard it today, that she has not replaced Danica in terms of the fan appreciation, but she got a really loud applause. The people are really learning who she is. She's a smart, funny girl. A lot of people think she's better than Danica. She certainly is on road courses. I mean, to do as well as she did last week at St. Petersburg is a really tight area. Danica's more of an oval track specialist. So IndyCar's looking pretty good right now. They've got the TV contract with NBC Sports, which means they're now in the same network as Formula One, mm-hmm. which may give them a boost, I hope, because it's kind of a hard network to find. But I think IndyCar's looking pretty good. I think sports car racing with the combination of Grand Am and American Le Mans series is the most interesting thing happening right now. This is the last year that both the two series are running separate schedules. When we get to Daytona next end of January, we'll only have one series. We'll have the United Sports Car Racing Series. So we'll see American Le Mans cars and Grand Am cars and drivers all together on the same track, as we will at the next race in Sebring and the next race in Long Beach, and the rest of the schedule remains to be seen. But right now, ALMS and Grand Am have 22 races at 17 venues. They're talking 10 or 11 races next year, so a lot of our favorite tracks are going to be without a race. So we're waiting to see where the sports car series is going.
We finally have a winner here via email on the question about the first woman to qualify and compete in the Indy 500. Drum roll, please. The answer is Janet Guthrie, and the person who got it right is a gentleman who emailed me. I've got all of his information here. His first name is Don, but he didn't tell me anything else here. So, Don, you got to give me your address and all that stuff. Fire me up an email, bob@bobalongradio.com. Meanwhile, Steve, we're going to get you back within the next few weeks if we can work it out schedule-wise. Thank you so much for your time here today, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Bob. You're the pro in this business, and I love being on with you.
Thank you so much. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.